Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
People of Chicago, you're tuned into In the Know Radio, a show about money, investing, retirement, and life with your hosts, Craig and Leslie Bolanos, co-founders of Wealth Management Group.
It's time, America! Get your game face on.
Put your savings to work and finance the lifestyle you want with real advice from real people.
You're emotionally tied to your money.
Separate the confusion from the facts to get prepared for whatever comes your way and get it right here.
You got to make sure you've got plans for a rainy day.
What's the number you need to live out your retirement dreams?
$60 billion.
Holy cow!
Wait, did Leslie really just say $60 billion?
All you need to know is that Wealth Management Group is in the financial planning business, so you can be in the fun and retirement business. So get your retirement on, people. Their phone lines are always open at 833-WMG-PLAN. Now, here's Craig and Leslie.
Hey, I don't know about you, but everything is absolutely feeling an awful lot more expensive than it used to be. I mean, last night, Leslie, we're at the BP Amoco filling up the car, and what did I ask you?
Why are gas prices so high? I think you said they're, what, $4.38?
We paid something crazy in Cook County, like $4.39 for that super high-octane stuff, which I don't even know that it's any better than 87, but we put it in the car anyway. And listen, I know why inflation's running hot. We're going to talk about what you ought to be doing about it relative to securing your finances, securing your portfolio, because month after month, what we are seeing is this thing called the CPI, it's tracking some 4.2% compared to where we were last year. That just means prices are hot. And I know what you're thinking, 4.2%, who cares? Have you seen the price of beef? Have you seen the price of lumber? Have you seen the price of a used car? Leslie, when the Wave Runner broke, what did I say? I hope they can fix it, because you can't even buy a Wave Runner, let alone a boat or a golf cart or a UTV. I'm still on the lookout for a UTV.
Or a trailer to even trail any of them.
Yeah, there is nothing available. And that's what happens when we have this supply shock, which means we don't have the goods and services. At the same point in time, there is insatiable, credible demand for things. So what does all this mean? Well, we're going to talk about it and break it down. But first, we got to address the obvious. And the obvious is every single stinking month between now and the fall, between now and when the kids start trick-or-treating, you got to brace yourself because inflation's going to be around every corner. And why is that? Well, a big part of the reason we have inflation is we have people who are not working. Right, Leslie?
Yes, that is true. I've seen it. And I'm sure everybody who listens to us has realized when they've gone to a restaurant, the lack of waiters.
Oh, tell them about the burger bar last week.
We went to a place up in Wisconsin, and they had two waiters who were waitressing and their bartending all at the same time, because that's all they can get up there.
For the whole establishment, inside and outside, you had one person doing the inside, one person doing the outside. That was a recipe for disaster. Well, we stayed anyway, and in Wisconsin, the beer is cold and the cheese curds are hot. All was good. It just, you know, I didn't plan on having a three-hour dinner, but it was what it was. So here's where I'm going with all these things you need to know. Why is inflation going to continue to run hot till the fall? Well, simple. Number one, we've got people that are still afraid of the disease. Now, I can understand that, but some people are afraid that they're staying home and they don't feel safe going to work. That's one group of people. There's a second group of people who aren't going back to work right now because this child care stuff is a legitimate concern. But the reality is, just like I think people will feel more comfortable with the coronavirus come the fall, I think child care starts taking care of itself in the fall because, Leslie, once we get past Labor Day, what happens to the school kids?
All the kids are going back to school.
All the kids are going back to school. Now, I know what you're thinking. Your kids go to school early in August. Well, that's because you're in Illinois and we do everything backwards. But the East Coast model, the West Coast model, no one's going back to school until after Labor Day. So the child care portion is going to take care of itself. And then there's a third reason. We don't have enough people working, leading to the inflation. And it's simple. Some people are comfortable getting weekly unemployment and getting the enhanced unemployment insurance on top of it. But Leslie, what happens to that enhanced uninsurance money that comes out a weekly, $300? That's going away, isn't it?
I believe in July, is it?
It's coming away end of August. And the truth is, are they going to renew it?
I hope not, and I hope no.
The answer is no. They're not going to renew it. There's already 23 states out of the 50 that are pulling out of the expanded unemployment anyway. It's just not happening. So what does all this mean? We've been talking about inflation. What's going on? What's causing it? Well, and here's what I think you need to know. I do believe, I'm with Larry Kudlow on this one, the former economic advisor to the president. I am a believer that the crazy inflation we're seeing right now is transitory. Leslie, write that down. I'm going to use that word when we play Mom and Scrabble. Okay, the inflation today right now is transitory. It would only be a better word if it had a Q in it because I could get a big score. But that being said, come the fall, the inflation we've been missing for so long is just here to stay. This idea that we've reinflated the economy, printing all this money, I don't think we're going to see Jimmy Carter-style inflation, but we're back to everything year over year. It's going to start costing 3% more. So why do I bring this up? Well, I mean, a good 2 months ago now, we spent time talking about the concept of inflation hedges, inflation beaters, and inflation trades. And I think we got to go back to that discussion. And the reason is, you know, inflation's averaged a relatively benign 2.1% over the past 10 years. This year, though, 2021, while some things are double-digit inflation, full-year inflation in 2021 is expected to be what, Leslie? 4.4, literally double the 10-year average. So why does that matter? Well, if inflation during your retirement averages 3.5% per year for 20 years, that means if you have a $100,000 sitting in the bank, that $100,000 only buys $50,000 worth of goods 20 years from now. If your retirement income is not growing and inflation averages 3.5%, you're going to have 50% of the spending power that you used to. Think about that. Maybe your retirement plan is $8,000 a month. Well, if you're not growing your capital base to grow your income, then over the next 20 years, your $8,000 a month is only going to buy $4,000 of goods and services. And if you live in Illinois, your property tax bill is going to keep going up. You're not going to have enough money to do anything but keep the damn lights on.
That's for sure.
That is for sure. So what do we got to be doing? Well, we break it down into three categories. In category one, and then Leslie, I know you got some questions we'll get to. Just, you know, keep those at bay for a minute. Category one is what I call inflation hedges. How can you hedge inflation? You know, a hedge isn't beating something. A hedge is just hedging your bets. You know, that comes in the form of things like I-bonds, inflation bonds, TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protection Securities. Those are things we can do to hedge some of our safe money. And for those of you that are tax savvy, we can go ahead and do tax-exempt munis with an inflation swap on top of it. That sounds cool. I know you want to learn more. 833-WMG-PLAN is the number. 833-WMG-PLAN. Check out the website, investwithwmg.com. There you go. I-bonds, Treasury Inflation Protection Securities, and munis, but munis with a inflation swap sitting on top. Pretty cool stuff. Now, the next category, if it comes to beating the silent killer, who is silent no more? I mean, it's kind of like one of those Freddy Krueger. No, wait, is it? Who's the guy who walks everybody down? Jason and Michael Myers, right, Leslie?
They all walk and seem to beat everyone who's running. But yeah, mostly.
That's because you are so scared that your body just doesn't let you run away. In the same way that when the bad guy goes on the ground, you forget to take their gun for some reason. I don't understand, but that's the movies. But, you know, inflation's kind of this slow, silent killer because it just creeps up on you and takes away that purchasing power. And after we have secured the safe money using inflation hedges, now we got to talk about inflation beaters. And I can't think of anything better to beat inflation than investing in the red, white, and blue, investing in the colors that never run, partnering with great companies of America that have been relevant in the past, are relevant today, that you know will be relevant in the future. And in particular, when those companies pay growing dividends on top of increasing share prices, that's how you beat inflation. So that means having someone help you build a portfolio of individual stocks that you could be using to beat inflation. Well, Leslie, I want to talk about inflation trades, and you've got some great questions, but, you know, people want to find out more. How do they learn more about the Wealth Management Group? Where can they go?
They can go to investwithwmg.com, and there's a plethora of information on our website. So, again, that's investwithwmg.com.
And, Leslie, I'm sorry, that's our second Scrabble word, transitory, and now we have another one to beat mom with, plethora. Perfect. Keep going.
Or they can give us a call at 833-WMG-PLAN. Again, that's 833-WMG-PLAN.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to talk inflation trades. That's coming up next. You're listening to Craig and Leslie in the Know with the Wealth Management Group on AM 560.
The Answer.
It's more In the Know Radio with Craig and Leslie Bolanos, where their goal is to pummel you with financial know-how until you say uncle.
Inflation hedges, inflation beaters, and that brings us to inflation trades. We're talking about what you need to do to protect your portfolio from the silent killer that is silent no more. Now, Leslie, we haven't had to deploy what I call inflation trades since going back to the days of what seems to be yesteryear. We're talking 2005, 2006, 2007, and I'm talking about trades. So when you have trades, points of entry and points of exit matter. I'm talking about owning things like precious metals in larger numbers than we do. Commodities, oil, agro, working on managed futures, things of those natures. I'm hoping we don't need to pull out those arrows from the quiver, but we just might. And if you need help making sure that your portfolio has been stress tested so that you are going to be growing your capital balance in order to grow your income over time, well, then I invite you to give us a call directly at the Wealth Management Group, 833-WMG-PLAN. Go on out to our website, investwithwmg.com.
All right, Craig, so we have some questions in regards to inflation that you've been talking about. So you mentioned owning precious metals, commodities, whatnot. But what about that new thing that's out there that everyone seems to want to buy? Crypto.
Oh, you mean virtual currency? Well, I
call it monopoly money, but
no, well, you monopoly money, virtual currency. You know, at the end of the day, you know, everybody knows that they are looking, who's they? The taxing authorities, the U.S. government, are looking to regulate this stuff. That's probably not good for it. And what I mean is if they didn't want to regulate it, they wouldn't be asking you to declare on your 2020 tax return whether you participated in virtual currency. They did ask that question. And now that, you know, people have been getting paid, you know, ransoms, you know, in the form of virtual, but the FBI can now trace and maybe pull some of it back. Here's my thing. I think virtual currency is going to be a long-term storage of value that some people are going to be attracted to as an alternate to the gold standard, but we don't have enough historical data to determine whether or not virtual currency is actually an inflation hedge. So I encourage you not to use it as an inflation hedge, but you certainly can use it as a potential storage of value to supplement other ways to store value that we're already doing.
Those are quite volatile too, correct?
No, they're incredibly volatile. We go through these big boom bust cycles all the time, you know, and right now, you know, we're in another place, you know, I call it contango, where the future prices are actually lower than the current stock, lower than the current spot price. You know, that's at least as it stands for something called Bitcoin. So, you know, while you can't predict where something is going to go super short term, you know, odds are we're not seeing a return to all-time highs anytime soon. That is what it is. So buyer beware.
Yeah, especially with Elon Musk. He says one thing or tweets something, that doji, whatever that thing's called, goes all over the place. So, all right, next question. How can you help someone protect their savings from inflation?
Well, I think it's something we already talked about. If we're just talking about good old-fashioned savings, I encourage people to really take a look at I-bonds, Treasury Inflation Protection Securities, municipal bonds. Who wouldn't want tax-free income as long as it had an inflation swap, an inflation hedge built into it? That's what we would do for someone's savings, their safe money.
All right. Now, you don't want someone investing in something that's extremely risky or volatile like crypto if they have a really low risk tolerance. So how do you help people figure out what their market risk tolerance is?
Well, you know what? Investing has these emotional dynamics that are a part of it. And at the end of the day, I think what everybody needs to do, this is incumbent, because if you're investing, you should be investing for a purpose. We think that purpose is to get retired and then stay retired. And here's the reality. Based on your ecosystem, your financial ecosystem, the resources that you have, there is going to be a minimal acceptable rate of return that you need to achieve year in and year out on a portion of your assets to get retired and stay retired. So step number one is, do you know what that is? And then step number two is, once you know what that minimum rate of return is you need on a portion of your assets to get retired and stay retired, how are you going to achieve that result? That's the investment portion. But then it needs to go even further, because you can't spend what you can't keep. So there needs to be a tax overlay, what I call an efficient tax corridor that you can be using to structure your retirement income properly. So, Leslie, the bottom line is, the way we start figuring out people's risk tolerance is not just understanding their points of view about money, but it's also math. Oh my heavens, I sound like Andrew Yang when I say that, right? It's just math. All right, but here's my comment. We just have to use math to solve for the numbers. And when it comes to things like risk tolerance, yes, you know, what I do see time and time again, and I understand this, is when you first retire, it's critical that you don't get blown up. It's critical that you really keep yourself in check with your investing prowess early in retirement. And that way you can put your foot on the accelerator once you've gotten out of the retirement red zone. Thanks for asking, Leslie.
So you mentioned retirees. Why do retirees need to rethink their retirement investment strategy in light of these low interest rates and bond yields?
Well, the single biggest challenge, and we talk about this all the time on this network, on BBM, on GN, in different places, is I think what's made retirement so much harder. It's certainly the price of retiree health care. It's certainly the fact that people don't have as much guaranteed income, because most people don't have pensions anymore. But the real culprit has been the inability for people to generate reasonable returns on safe money assets. Gone are the days of 3% money markets, 5% CDs, and 7% bond portfolios. So people have had to look harder in what we call this quest or this search for income. It's mission critical. And at the Wealth Management Group, Leslie, we always talk about three pillars. You know, pillar number one, capital matters, capital matters, capital matters. You have to have enough safe money capital put away so that you don't get financially injured if the dark day comes on the eve of or the early part of your retirement. And then number two, and this is where that income component comes in, Leslie, in a low interest rate world, you have to have strategies. You need to work with advisors that have strategies to drive sufficient income month in and month out to your family so that you are spending the income, hence not touching the corpus, your principal. And that takes a little bit of creativity. The way you're structuring dividend, interest payments, covered call strategies, all these different things you can do to generate sufficient income. But then don't forget pillar three. We got to make sure we grow that capital base over time if we want to grow our income to outpace inflation. Those are just some of the things that we're working on with people time and time again at the Wealth Management Group. So listen, the bottom line is there's an incredible amount of change, a lot of preparation that goes into the concept of retirement. And if you're going to be going on a journey, that's going to be 2 to 3 decades of vacation, a 20 to 30 year sabbatical. I just suggest for most people, you might not want to go it alone. And I suggest that if you can work with a firm that provides you advice on the intersection of all these topics, the investments, the tax strategy, the estate, the retiree health care, the retirement modeling, well, that's where the Wealth Management Group makes our home, and I invite you to learn more. Take advantage of a complimentary strategy session today. Leslie, how do they obtain that?
They can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN and leave a message for Lisa, and she'll give you a call back, or you can go out to our website, investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com, and we have a form right on our homepage that you can fill out.
Perfect. Now, hey, you know, something that we always have to be thinking about is tax minimization strategies, especially for those that are ages 50 and older, because you're on the cusp of sprinting towards retirement, and you just need to understand that your tax situation can change significantly as you near or enter into retirement, because you could be losing out on tax breaks. You no longer have dependents. Those kids are off the payroll. You might end up satisfying your mortgage. There's no mortgage interest deduction. So what in the world are you going to be deducting going forward? How are you going to bunch deductions into two-year cycles? I want to make sure our listening audience gets some of those strategies today, because again, it's all about out investing and out strategizing the tax man. So give us a call, 833-WMG-PLAN. Check out our website, investwithwmg.com. We are here to help you get retired, stay retired. More sincere and actionable ideas from your friends, Craig and Leslie at the Wealth Management Group. In the know, AM 560, The Answer.
Want more In the Know Radio? You want more In the Know Radio? You can't handle more In the Know Radio. Yeah, you can. Welcome back. Here's more with Craig and Leslie.
So when you spend everybody else's money, which is basically what's happening now, we're raising revenue from every possible place we can on the planet, you eventually create not just the type of inflation where the prices of the goods and services we consume goes down, which means our purchasing power goes down, you also create some level of tax inflation. And let's look at what's on the table. There's discussions about the capital gains tax rate doubling. There's discussions right now about people needing to pay increased payroll taxes above a certain threshold called $400,000. We're talking about chopping in half the estate tax exemption that each person gets when they die, thus meaning less of your wealth goes to your kids. We're talking about eliminating the step up in bases on stocks, bonds, the family home. Those are all dangerous things because the government's taking your money and, well, redistributing it in other places. And I just want you to be making sure that every decision you make going forward is made with an eye on your personal tax return. Should you have tax-exempt interest or taxable interest? Should you be owning qualified dividend income because you like taxes at 0 or 15% versus ordinary dividend taxes that could be as high as 37%? Are you making sure you're doing swaps up and down the yield curve with your bond portfolio? Are you doing harvesting throughout the year on the stock portion of your portfolio? Are you trying to put yourself in a position to minimize that tax footprint from capital gains or phantom income called capital gain distribution? And are you getting dollars into the tax-free safety zone of the health savings account? What about all those people who retire to consult, which means self-employed income, but for some reason, you're not deducting your Medicare premiums when you're self-employed? I don't get that one. You probably should. And for everybody else listening, we've got to get even more serious than we are about doing some level of Roth conversions. Now, last year was crazy because everybody on the planet started doing them. There was peak demand. But this year, everybody knows about it. Everybody's getting in front of it. And doing Roth conversions is going to continue to make an awful lot of sense. We just need to pay attention to bracketology, not the NCAA tournament pool that you lost, because everyone lost this year. But what I'm talking about is tax bracketology with something called IRMA overlays, because I don't want you to pay more for Medicare than you necessarily need to. And your friends at the Wealth Management Group can help you figure out your tax-efficient corridor for investing. That's your tax-efficient corridor for investing. That is a unique number. That is as unique as your last name. It's very intimate. It's personal. It's all about your federal and Illinois or other state 1040. And I want to help you figure out yours. Leslie, how can they get in touch with us to take advantage of that complimentary strategy?
They can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN, or they can go out to our website at investwithwmg.com. Again, you can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN or go out to our website at investwithwmg.com.
Les, and sometimes the questions we get are always the same when it comes to taxes. But, you know, we were talking on break, and you had a couple of things that always resonate with people. Why don't we banter about it for a minute?
Okay. Someone wanted to know what are some basic tax breaks. So can I just run through some really basic tax breaks that some people can get?
Sure.
That they might not be aware of? All right. So workers who are 50 and older can contribute a total of $26,000 per year to a 401k and $6,000 to an IRA, correct?
Absolutely, 100%. And for some people, you want to do Roth contributions, but for others, you might just want to get yourself out of that 32% bracket into the 24% bracket. That's 8 percentage points of savings. And doing what Leslie just said with the 401k and the pre-tax catch-up might be all the secret sauce that you might need.
And then Americans 65 and older can claim a bigger standard deduction of $14,050 for single filers.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Donald Trump came in, doubled the standard deduction. That's why 92% of America no longer itemizes. But are you filling out your forms correctly? And as Leslie said, if you're 65 and older, are you getting the additional boost? I hope you are. Double check those tax forms.
Now, Craig, you did mention this one. If you're self-employed in retirement, you can deduct Medicare Part B and Medicare Part D for drugs. You can write them off or you can deduct them.
Absolutely. And Leslie, I think what's even more critical is too many people miss this concept of a spousal IRA. Give us the highlight.
So if you're retired, but your spouse is still working, they can contribute to a spousal IRA on your behalf.
See, that's huge because a lot of people, you know, need tax deductions, and funding an IRA for your non-working spouse, that's an option. A lot of people want to get money into the tax-free safety zone. In order to do that, you have to have earned income to contribute to an IRA. But as long as you're filing a return married joint, you can contribute on behalf of your non-working spouse. So why aren't you? Well, it's because you're just overlooking the opportunity. Don't do that anymore. I mean, that's why Leslie's giving you this list. And real estate's been crazy hot. I argue some people might want to start considering unlocking their home equity. And Leslie, what do we need to remind everybody relative to capital gains exclusion from the disposition of real estate that is a primary residence?
Well, a lot of people are taking advantage of the selling wars that are going on, and they're selling their homes. So at any age, you can take $250,000 tax-free from a home sale if you meet the requirements, including that you live there for 2 out of the last 5 years, and this doubles to $500,000 for married couples.
Yeah, so I mean, I think, you know, what this means to you is those are just some of the basics. I'm sure you're nodding your head saying we knew that, or oh my heavens, we need to get on that spousal IRA, or we need to start deducting our Medicare premiums, especially if we're self-employed. But it's always about the taxes. What are some of the other things that people want to know?
So even though retirees aren't getting a paycheck anymore, there's all these sources of income. What are all of the sources of incomes that could really add up that retirees don't think about?
Well, you know, I think the first one that I want to cut out for everybody, because you got to control what you can control. I used in this program earlier the words phantom income. Phantom income is when you have these things, most often called stock mutual funds, held in your non-retirement account that pass you a tax bill even though you didn't sell. Who wants a tax bill when you didn't sell it? I only want a tax bill when I choose to sell, not because other people in the pooled mutual fund I'm a part of sell. So you got to watch out for those phantom income tax distributions. We call them capital gain distributions. But the reality is there's a push and a pull. Just about everything we do comes through our 1040 in one way or another. Leslie, even those that have been involved in cryptocurrency now have to start doing what? Reporting those transactions. Listen, there's no escape. So what I invite you to do is we are really good at this intersection of retirement, investment, and taxes. And you know what? Leslie, let's make the office do some work. Call us at 833-WMG-PLAN, 833-WMG-PLAN. Go out to our website, investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com. And we will share with you how we can provide for you a complimentary tax analysis. We'll go through everything, line one all the way through 63, and uncover some things that might give you some aha moments so that you, in turn, can have a sincere and actionable idea to improve the lives of yourself and your loved ones financially. 833-WMG-PLAN, investwithwmg.com. Take advantage of that complimentary tax review today. More to come. Craig and Leslie.
You like omelets? Good, because Craig and Leslie are back, and they're about to crack some eggs of retirement knowledge all over Chicago. Back to In the Know Radio.
Everybody knows, speaking of being in the know, that the 401k is probably one of, if not your most important retirement planning tool in your arsenal. I mean, you pay into it for decades, you save into it during your entire working life, and then you need to rely on those dollars to create a stream of income that you cannot outlive for the several decades that you plan on being retired. And what made the 401k so special for most people was that, you know, eighth wonder of the world, you know, the magic of compound earnings, compound interest in a tax-sheltered environment. So a lot of people, though, change providers. Why are they changing 401k providers? Because they're changing employers. And the question always is, what should somebody do? Well, I believe in not being dictated to. I believe in what I call, you know, personal liberties. I believe your money, you should be able to do what you want with because it's your money. And I think more often than not, what that means is when you're leaving your 401k, you should take it with you. Not always, but most often you should do that. There's certain circumstances. I'll talk about those in a second, but do me a favor. Don't cash it out and don't let the company cash you out either. There's a lot of 401k plans that if you start there, contribute for a couple of months and leave to go to a better opportunity, a better job, they just pay you your money if your balance is less than $5,000. Don't let that be you. Make sure no matter how big your balance is, you're always rolling it over into an IRA.
If yes, Leslie? They do cash it out, is it taxed? I'm assuming it is, right?
Absolutely. It's taxed, and worse yet, you can end up having to pay a 10% penalty on it as well. And in some states, they even tax retirement income. So not Illinois, but other places, you might pay federal taxes plus state taxes plus a 10% penalty. Wow, that could be a stinker. You know, more often than not, I think the move to make is you might consider rolling your 401k into your new 401k, but more often than not, most people roll their 401k into an IRA. The I in IRA stands for individual. It is an individual retirement account, an account that you control. And that IRA acts like an umbrella. An umbrella keeps out rain. In this case, your IRA, quote unquote, umbrella, it keeps out taxes. So the IRA is not an investment in and of itself. The IRA is simply a shelter that keeps out taxes. What you choose to put under that IRA, well, that's entirely up to you. Whether you use mutual funds, index funds, exchange-traded funds, closed-end funds, individual stocks, bonds, alternative investments. The bottom line is, if it has a ticker symbol, if it has a CUSIP, it can go underneath your IRA, and that means you have incredible choice, incredible flexibility. I think that's what most people should do. So when you leave your former job, take your 401k, roll it into an IRA that you can then create a portfolio that is suitable for you in your specific situation. But there's some things to pay attention to. Some people have after-tax balances in their 401k plan. If that's you, when you take the distribution, make sure you take advantage of IRS Rule 2014-54 and put those after-tax balances into a Roth IRA and let your pre-tax money go into your IRA rollover. In addition, maybe you have employer stock. I'm talking to people at Caterpillar, Abbott Labs, AbbVie. Listen up, this is you. You have highly appreciated stock. How do I know that? The share price on those individual companies is significantly higher than it used to be. If you leave your 401k, you don't want to roll it over until you've evaluated something called a net unrealized appreciation strategy, NUA for short. Why? Because there is incredible tax savings that applies to those who have their employer stock inside of a 401k plan. You're probably intrigued now. I think you should be. So how do you learn more? Go out to our website, investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com. You know, in addition, Leslie, one of the reasons people wouldn't want to leave money in the 401k plan is when it comes time for taking distributions. Because in that 401k plan, Leslie, we're going to have a series of menu options. But in most 401k plans, when you withdraw a dollar from that 401k, you know, you're withdrawing a dollar from this pie chart of different investments. It's taking it from those investments proportionately. Well, there are times that that is absolutely silly because, Leslie, when we invest, we're supposed to buy high and sell low. So can you imagine taking a monthly withdrawal from a 401k plan last year during the months of March and April and May and June, what were you doing? Every dollar you took out might be coming not just from the stable value fund, might not be coming just from the bond fund. It might be coming from the equity fund. And what does that mean? You were selling while prices were low. That's how you get unretired. So when you bring that money from a 401k to an IRA, and now you make withdrawals from the IRA, you're going to cherry pick from which investments you take your distributions that allows you to stay in full control and protect yourself from falling market prices. So if you have an old 401k, an old 403b, an old retirement plan somewhere, let's evaluate how that plan was working today. Let's evaluate what your options are relative to taking control of that money. And oh, Leslie, there's something else. It is much easier for people to do conversions to the tax-free safety zone of the Roth IRA when the money is in an IRA as opposed to a 401k. Why? Because again, if you work with an advisor who's qualified, that advisor can help you do Roth conversions in kind. You can cherry pick which investments you want to convert, which means you can be opportunistic based on the market price. I know it's getting a little heavy in here, isn't it, Leslie?
Yes, it is.
All right. Break it down. Tell them how they can find out because they probably want to learn more.
To learn more, you can reach us at 833-WMG-PLAN. Or using my Scrabble word, you can go to our website at investwithwmg.com and check out our plethora of information.
There you go. Plethora of information.
Exactly. Plethora.
Love it. Love it. So, Leslie, we're back open. The sun has been shining. It's hotter than can be. I mean, what are you looking forward to? Because 2021's looking up compared to 2020.
Not getting a funky tan because of masks. I don't have to worry about that now.
No mask tan line. And your youngest boy would tell you he's looking forward to get rid of the mask because he was developing what?
Headache.
Mask acne.
Well, that mask knee.
Oh, that's called mask knee. Yeah. Oh, mask knee. It's two words coming together. Mask right. And acne, right? But right. What else is on your hit list of good news for 2021 in the summer?
I mean, just having a little bit more freedom to do what we want to do. We don't have to worry about staying in our houses or forgetting my mask or, you know, just worrying about who I'm standing next to. I guess I feel a little bit at ease.
It's nice. You have peace of mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice not to be dictated to. Hell, I'm looking forward to even catching a ball game and getting a hot dog and a cold frosty beer. Old style. Sounds good to me. All right. Well, listen. If you're like us, that's family-centric, comfortable, non-flashy, some level of traditional values, and you're just looking to do better because you know that you deserve to do better, well then, talk to some like-minded advisors. Give myself and Leslie a call, the entire team at the Wealth Management Group. Let's figure out what it's going to take to get you retired. If you're already retired, let's make sure there's a plan for you to stay retired. 833-WMG-PLAN. Go on out to our website, investwithwmg.com. More to come. Craig and Leslie in the know.
AM 560, the answer.
Okay, Windy City, get ready to be blown away with a hefty gust of more financial know-how because we're back with In the Know Radio with Craig Bolanos.
Well, I want to make sure you have an idea as to some of the thematics we think that are critically important if you want to have success investing going forward. I want to spend some time talking about some mega trends. Mega trends. Sounds catchy, right, Leslie? But it's legitimate.
Definitely.
I mean, technology is driving exponential progress in the tech sector. I mean, more than 75 billion with a B Internet-connected devices are expected to be up and running by the time the Tax Cut and Jobs Act expires in 2025. That's some 45 billion more devices than what it is that we have right now. So what are you doing to invest in those technological breakthroughs? Second, there is unparalleled demographic and social changes. I mean, longer lifespans, modern lifestyles. It's changing medicine and consumer habits. I mean, Leslie, some estimates are projecting a 45% increase worldwide. 45% increase worldwide for people age 60 and older by the time 2030 comes around. You know, that's what I call the graying, not just of America, the graying of the world. We got to start thinking about how to invest based on population density study and those longer lifespans and the medicine, aka healthcare, that's going to keep people around. And don't forget, another mega trend, we're talking about things for your portfolio, rapid urbanization. I mean, there is mass migration to cities that's going to require new business models and infrastructure. Now, the city of Chicago has had mass out migration, but you go around the globe, there is mass migration into the cities. That's an investable theme. In addition to that, you got to pay attention that there is this emerging global wealth. There are these newly affluent consumers that are expanding all through Asia and across emerging markets. And in fact, emerging markets, what we call EM, well, those economies are predicted to represent six of the seven largest economies by 2050. Those are all mega trends. Warren Buffett says, identify a trend, throw yourself in front of it, and hang on until the trend ends. Well, you can get on the ground floor of these. Give us a call. Let's talk about putting technological breakthroughs, demographic and social change, urbanization, and emerging global wealth into your portfolio to make sure you're getting the results that you need to get retired and stay retired. I'm Craig Bolanos, the CEO and founder of Wealth Management Group. We come to you every week giving sincere and actionable ideas for you and your loved ones. We're a phone call away. 833-WMG-PLAN. Go to the website, investwithwmg.com.